Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you are joining me. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. Five-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure that you like, make sure you subscribe. We always, always, always appreciate it. All of my people on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast from, we always, always appreciate you as well. So I was thinking, right? Why do we not achieve the level that we're meant to achieve? Like, a lot of us are walking around capable, myself included, by the way, capable of more than what we are currently doing, and yet we have not achieved the level that we quite frankly deserve to achieve, that our talents tell us that we have an ability to achieve. I think it comes from excuses. And I think this is something that applies across the landscape. Excuses burn the bridge to the success. The excuse burns the bridge to the success. The excuse puts a roadblock up to the success. The excuse makes it possible for us to say, that's not meant for me. It's not meant for me. That's not what I get. That's for other people. I promise I have a sports theme to this that I'm gonna weave this into, but I want to tell you a little story about me. When I was young, and to a certain extent, even when I became an adult, a younger adult, I used to say a phrase that went, that's white people stuff, right? And if anybody had ever said that phrase or talked about that's white people stuff, they know what I'm talking about. Certain things that you could do out in the world, I used to think was only reserved for white people to do. I used to think vacations were white people things, right? Like, something as silly as that, I used to think vacations were what white people did. I used to think credit cards were for white people. That's white people stuff. We just, the arrogance, right? Watch this. We just save our money up and then buy what we want. Credit, that's white people stuff. Ha ha! Call me dumbfounded when I hit age 30 and I started trying to buy real stuff and I realized I had no credit because those credit cards that I could have had as a younger man, you know what I'm saying? Or having that understanding of credit, not even just credit cards, but having the understanding of credit is something that could have helped me be better in my life much earlier on. I made an excuse because it wasn't new to me, because I didn't see a lot of people that I was around doing it, because it wasn't easy. I made an excuse for why it wasn't for me. We do that in our lives. We do that in our lives a lot. We find reasons for things to not be for us. We make excuses. And the reason we make excuses is across the gamut, right? We might make excuses because it's difficult. We might make excuses because we don't believe it's really feasible for us. We might make excuses because we're scared. We might make excuses because we are scared, but we make excuses. I've seen this Manti Te'o documentary rolling around. I don't need to see a documentary about it. I know exactly what happens. I know exactly what happened in that situation. He made an excuse. He made excuses. And because he was making excuses, he allowed himself to be taken and caught up in something that was not real. That's all it is. He made excuses. Whatever the reasoning behind it, she made excuses. He made excuses. And then the person who was catfishing him, they made excuses. It's really that simple. It's really that simple. When we look at sports take on the same, idea, right? When you look at teams that are not good, there's always an excuse on why they're not as good. When you look at players who don't achieve the level that they should achieve, there's always an excuse attached to why they didn't achieve the level that they achieved. Oh, well, you know, nobody gave me a chance. Oh, well, I got hurt. Oh, well, they had too many people. You know how many times I've heard people say they didn't give me a chance? I've heard players say they didn't give me a chance, but they were on a team full of really talented people, and they just were not willing to wait their turn. They weren't willing to wait out the succession, the line of succession. You know how many people are in situations on teams where there are multiple people who play their position in the same, at the same grade, same level in high school or in college, and instead of them fighting, instead of them sharing, they just move on. You know how many people are in good situations where they're getting an opportunity to shine, but because they're not winning, they decide to move on to another team that's full of talent, where they go from being the one to the many? How many people, instead of going to school or going to teams, like right here in Savannah, you have players that instead of going and populating all of these city teams, all of these city schools, instead of going and populating all of these city schools where they could be the man, right? They could be the one of one, or the one of three, the one of four. They're all flooding into a couple schools, into a few schools. By the way, not all private schools, but they're all flooding into a few schools where they are one of many. And because they're one of many, they don't get a chance to develop the way they should develop. Why? Because they're behind two other people. They're the third string. There's third string and second string offensive linemen at schools who will never be starters, who would 100% be starters at other schools. There are guys who are going to go their entire high school career and never be a legitimate factor in a game because they wanted to go to a certain school because that certain school had a prestige about them. Athletically, not academically, athletically. Those guys who turned down the opportunity to go to other schools because those schools didn't win enough. And as a result, they're going to spend their entire athletic career as a backup. There are administrators convincing people that their school would be better if ... The excuses come about. And those administrators want you to believe that their school needs everything. They need everything to be successful. And yet, you'll see some schools that don't have anything come in and be successful. You can't have one school say, one college says, hey, we're not winning because we don't have the facilities. And then watch another school without the facilities win. Someone's making excuses, someone's not. At the NFL level, we look at these teams who are playing these preseason games, and they're using injuries as a reason to not play the predominance of their starters in the preseason game. Yet those same teams will line up and do a joint practice with another team. You cannot simulate real football without there being real consequences. You cannot simulate real football. Real football is something that happens, and the element of danger within the game is what makes the game unique. It's what makes the game, fun. It's what makes the game something that everybody can't play. It's the element of danger. Boxing, MMA. These violent sports, these sports that are built off violence, they're built that way because you have to practice that way. In MMA, you cannot practice MMA without a threat of getting choked out or put to sleep. If you never know how that stuff feels to take a hit, then how will you ever be able to take that hit and continue going in MMA? You can't go, oh, well, you know, I've never been in an MMA match before, but I'm not going to spar because I don't want to take the chance of getting knocked out. That works for someone like Max Holloway, because Max Holloway has already done his 10,000 hours to mastery. He's already a master at this. So he doesn't need to continue to get punched in the face in order to figure out how it feels. One punch, his brain will awaken and tell him what it feels. It will register all that information again. Bad teams stay bad because they continue to make excuses. Oh, we're not going to play our starters. Oh, we're afraid. We're trying to keep people healthy for the regular season. What does it matter, right? If you keep your player healthy for the regular season, if they get hurt the first game of the regular season, people get injured during joint practices. That's not something new. Excuses keep us away. We use the excuse as the crutch. We use the excuse as the reasoning for not being great, for not reaching our full potential, for not going out and getting what's ours. That's all. We're just not going out and getting what's ours, what's already ours to claim. We're too busy making excuses. You know how many people use the excuse of, I'm tired? You know how many blessings have been missed because people use the excuse I was tired. Yesterday, I had one of my players tell me that they missed the bus. I said, why did you miss the bus? They said, the bus driver, our normal bus driver comes at 2:45. This bus driver didn't come until 2:50. I thought he was saying it wrong, right? I thought he was saying it wrong. So I asked two or three more times, hey, what do you mean? Like, the new bus driver came after the old bus driver. He said, yeah, coach, we didn't want to wait. You didn't want to wait 5 minutes? So you missed everything that day because you didn't want to wait 5 minutes for your bus. Think about that. Think about if everybody told us, hey, listen, your blessing's coming at 2:45. And at 2:46, we said the blessing ain't coming and just left. And 3 minutes after that, the blessing came. That's the lives we live in with excuses. Oh, you know how many times people have lucked into things, have walked into blessings just because they waited, because they were around, because they were present. There have been many times I have had opportunities afforded to me because I was the person in the room. I remember Scott Van Pelt talking about this when he talked about why he was in so many SportsCenter commercials. He says, hey, listen, when they do these commercials, most of the time, they're just using whomever is around. And because I was always in the building, I always ended up in these commercials. Think about that. Because he was there, because he was present, because he was willing to be around, he was able to get into more commercials, which did what? It made his face more known. It made his brand bigger to where he could begin to call his own shots at ESPN as the other luminaries of ESPN either retired or moved on to what they considered to be greener pastures. Scott Van Pelt continued to ascend. Is Scott Van Pelt the best SportsCenter anchor ever? No. He's probably one of the most tenured ones now, but his brand is so big. When the opportunity came to do a radio show, he took the opportunity on top of what he did. How many SportsCenter anchors did that? Not a lot. The radio show opened up a whole new audience to him. The show that used to be for Mike Tirico, then it was Tirico and Van Pelt, then it was SVP and Russillo. Then he moved away to do this SportsCenter stuff. But it was his own brand of SportsCenter. He's got his own logo on it and everything. Because he was there, because he was present. There were no excuses made. We all make excuses. I made an excuse the other day. Just last night, I made an excuse for why I didn't finish writing something. Every single day, we make excuses that keep us from what should be rightfully ours. Teams do it. Players do it at all levels. We do it in our own personal lives at all levels. If we could ever find a way to stop buying into the excuses, we would find ourselves in a situation where we would be so much more profitable. And I don't even mean money, but yes, money. But I don't mean money, but yes, money. We would find ourselves so much more profitable if we would just do away with the excuses. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. You do this thing a few times a week, rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. We're going towards 3,000 subs. We want to get there before the start of the regular season. That means you got a week and some change, right? Let's make it happen. If you're joining me on Spotify, if you ain't giving 5 stars, just go ahead and keep your stars to yourself. Till next time, peace.